We are super excited about this week's podcast because we are going to be telling you guys about some really cool things that are happening this summer with the Redeemed Marriage Podcast. But even more exciting is this incredible contest that we are about to share with you that's going to start right now. So stay tuned. Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Redeemed Marriage Podcast. This is Rusty and Heather Bryant. We are the team of the Redeemed Marriage. It'd be weird if it wasn't me and you the team, right? Hey, we are super excited about today. This is going to be a little bit different because we're not going to get into like some sort of a heavy discussion because that's probably going to come based on what we're about to talk about. But I think that everybody is going to be really, really excited to hear what we have to share today.
Yeah. So I was in the shower the other night.
No. Let's get this right.
You were in the shower?
I was in the shower.
Okay. Rusty was in the shower.
We weren't both.
And he said, Heather! And I came in there. I was like, what? He said, I have an idea. And he told me this idea. And I was like, okay. I mean, that could be really, really, really cool.
But don't give it away till the end.
I'm not. But I also, it made me really, really nervous.
No, see, excited. That's not even really how it went down. No. So here's how it actually went down. All right, you ready? Okay, that was me. I pushed the button. I was calling her out on this. So I was in the shower, and I came up. I do a lot of good thinking in the shower.
We've heard.
Yep. And so, sorry, I got a little distracted because I was going to say, unless we are in there together, and then I don't.
Moving on.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was in there thinking it's either mowing the grass or, you know, when you show your frustration. We are now on YouTube, so the people out there can see.
I had a scratch.
No. No, see.
This, for those of you watching on YouTube, this is my telltale sign when I'm frustrated.
Yeah, you kind of went, though, for the front of your
head. Yeah, because I have on headphones.
I don't know. But I don't know why you were showing frustration. Uh-huh. This is fun. It's fun banter. Uh-huh. So this is how the story went. I was in the shower. I came out with this great idea. Heather's laying in the bed, and I'm thinking to myself, when I tell this to her, she's going to think that I'm absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. And I shared this idea, and she went, I think it's a great idea. And so I went, all right, we're doing it. Okay, so you tell them about the contest, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys the grand prize of this contest. We're not telling you until the end of this thing, so you got to stick around. But
that's so mean.
I know. I'm such a mean guy.
You are.
All right, you go ahead and talk. Let's tell them.
So here is the contest. Starting right now, when you hear this message.
Right now.
You can send us in questions. Any question that you want about marriage. I mean, I guess it could be about us. But probably marriage topics. It can be...
marriage. They can ask questions about us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our story.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course. Anything to do with us or marriage questions or things you've always wanted to know or things that you wish that we would address and we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those questions. And anybody who sends in a question... we will pick from those on topics all throughout the summer to speak on. So I wanted to call them summer shorts because I'm thinking if we answer one question, sometimes it may not take the whole 30 minutes.
Right.
So
but
they may be a little bit shorter.
For those of you that are out there saying your episodes are too short already, don't get scared.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because we may even go longer.
That's
who
right.
Knows?
You just never know. But because I thought it was cute. We're going to call them summer shorts. And we are going...
Oh, I see, like
Like shorts. Oh, Lord. So what I was thinking is that when we answer these questions, anybody, if we pick your question, mm-hmm. We are going to send you some Redeemed Marriage swag. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not the grand prize, so nope. You have to hold on.
We have some cool swag.
But we do have some cool swag. We have t-shirts. We have tumblers, like coffee tumblers. We have notebooks.
Ooh, I have for those that are watching it on.
We have hats that are really cool. They're stitched.
Yep.
So we have some really neat Redeemed Marriage merch, and it'll just be a surprise which one you get. Mm-hmm. And that's only for the people that if we pick your question. Now, everybody who sends in a question is eligible for the grand prize.
Grand prize,
and
baby.
You also can enter as many questions as you want to try to get one of yours picked, but your name will only go in one time for the grand prize drawing.
So there may be some questions about the actual grand prize. We'll address those at the end as well.
And there's probably some questions saying, what kind of questions do we want to ask?
And before we get there, people may say, where do we do this? Oh, well, it's going to be all over the website.
All over.
So we typically try to keep a really updated banner at the very top of the website. And that usually is some type of free resource or something that we're promoting at the time. And so for the next couple of months, that's what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. The banner up there is going to be the link to what you click on to fill out the form to be able to submit your question. Mm-hmm. It will also ask for your mailing address because we're going to mail you something if you win.
That's right.
And there we go.
Don't fear. We're not going to say, this question comes from...
Good
Sam
point.
Dent in Minnesota, whatever. I don't know. I was just making up a name.
Okay.
Good. So it's just, you know, like, this is from one of our listeners. We won't tell your location.
No, I actually said we put on the form that we may say just the city and state because I think that's really cool. Yeah.
How about just state?
Oh, come on now.
Okay.
Because... it doesn't matter. I mean, nobody knows these people.
Okay, that's
so,
fine.
Yeah, so we
unless
just,
you don't want us to.
Yeah, if you don't want us to, you can actually put in on your question, please don't mention where
my city
or my state or my country.
Well, I just don't want people to not because that. Oh, sorry, I was fixing to give something away about the grand prize. We'll hold that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do feel like there are some common questions that we get that I want to go ahead and tell people the answers to so that they won't ask these questions.
Okay.
Okay, so one of them is, do we, and if so, how do you sign up for marriage coaching?
Yeah, the question usually is, do you guys do marriage counseling?
Yeah, counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are, we're going to go through two or three questions that we get asked all the time.
Yeah.
And these are more like business related or logistical kind of things about our ministry.
Topics.
Yeah. Not like stuff that we need to really address in a podcast episode. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Do we do marriage counseling or coaching?
Yeah. So we are not licensed counselors. We say that often. And the advice and counsel we give is, and coaching that we give is based on our story.
That threw
and
you
our
off because you used the word, you used the word counsel in saying that we weren't counselors.
But it is like it, we use our story. Mm-hmm. And I hear you say a lot, nobody can argue with our story. And they can't. They can't argue with what God has done in our lives. And so we use that, what we've learned, tools that we've learned. I mean, we've been to so many conferences, retreats, intensive. Read so many books, listened to so many podcasts that we feel like we have a lot of knowledge that we are able to share with you. But there are also a lot of people out there that have head knowledge, but they don't have a lot of heart knowledge in walking through it. And that's what makes us different. So there's a lot of people out there that come to us because it's just, I mean, somebody said the other night on our first call, they were like, it's just so nice to look at people who have made it through what we're struggling with. And so, yes, we do marriage coaching. We don't do a lot of digging in to the past and why we got where we are, but we do a lot of, I mean, that comes into it as we go.
Right.
But we try to figure out how to move forward healthy and to honor God with our marriage. So yes, we do marriage coaching. You can ask for information about that on our website. We are finishing up our sessions with a group of people that we will finish very, very quickly at the beginning of May. And we are taking the rest of May, June, and July off because from coaching because of your exceedingly busy summers. And so we will start that back, and we already have a waiting list for people who want us to contact them
as soon as we
are ready to open our calendar back up. And that should be at the end of July, 1st of August.
So here's, you know, when you were talking through all that, I was trying to put myself in people's shoes and think, well, what does that actually mean? Like, how, like, do y'all do this very often? You know, all that kind of stuff. We started really last summer. I mean, we had done some coaching even last spring, but we really started kind of promoting it towards the end of last summer. And this has been one of the most incredible things we've ever done in our whole lives. Mm-hmm. And these are people, so you may wonder, but these are all Zoom calls. And so they're people literally from all over the place. Mm-hmm. And we do these typically have two sessions every night of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we are coaching and doing lots of coaching. And so I just wanted people out there to be like, well, I mean, what's the deal if you coach like two couples through this? and really why I'm saying that is because we develop relationships with these people that are deep friendships.
Yeah.
And we absolutely, I mean, it is, we love it. Like, we love doing this. And it's, you know, a lot of people are attracted to our story because they're going through something similar. But we also have some couples that they just want their marriage to be better, and they're stuck in a rut or something, and they just want some help. So it's kind of all over the place. It's not like you have to have a story that mirrors ours.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so, I just want people to know, and we do those for, we have an initial session that's no commitment, and then and we just get to hear their story, and then we ask for them to commit to four sessions.
Yep.
And just to show how close we get to these people, we couldn't stop after four. And so we had to create a new program. So at the beginning of this year, this is kind of going into our next thing. At the beginning of this year, we created a program called the Monthly Marriage Mentoring Program. That's a lot of M's.
Yeah, it is.
M's. And so this was a way that we could continue our relationship with the couples that we've already finished marriage coaching with. And the greatest part of that is that we do a once a month. We there's some other things that are offered along the way, some exclusive videos and some opportunities to communicate with us and ask us questions ongoing through an app. But the coolest thing is we do this community Zoom call, and all of the monthly marriage mentoring couples get on this call once a month, and we do about a 30-minute session where we teach something, and then we get to talk about it. I mean, it's like a family reunion every time we get together, and it is so much fun. And now that people are getting a little more comfortable being in there, and we add people. We add people every month
because as they
finish their sessions, they have the option of moving into this program. But it's so much fun because these couples are now starting to know each other, recognize each other, and they're opening up and they're sharing some things. And this past week we did one, and like some of the advice and thoughts that they had at the end were like, oh yeah, like we need to, that's something we need to do. Yeah, so we're learning.
We're like, yes, good point.
Yeah, so we're learning from these people too. So anyway, I just wanted to just kind of share how once you walk through marriage coaching, you just kind of become a part of the Redeemed Marriage family, and there's ways to just stay involved. And there's some of you that are listening that have done the marriage coaching, and maybe you haven't jumped into the monthly marriage mentoring. And so I just want to encourage you because it's been incredible to be a part of that.
Another question we get a lot is along those same lines is, do we do individual counseling or coaching? And we didn't. But then we realized that some of the issues, like you needed to just talk to the man or I needed to just talk to the wife. Mm-hmm. And so we have recently started that. It's one-on-one with Rusty or one-on-one with me. And those can be scheduled the same way. And so if we're in the coaching sessions and we feel like that needs to be done, we can always say, or if y'all are like, hey, my husband won't agree to this, can I just meet with you? Then that's fine too. Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility that we are starting to explore.
Yeah. And if you're just interested in that, you can just reach out to us through the contact form mm-hmm. on our website and just tell us in the contact form. Mm-hmm. I have a little more flexibility during the year. And so I've been trying to schedule some of those for like the lunch hour. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of that will probably shut down, not probably, it will shut down for me during the summer, but it's kind of cool because that's when we'll be able to pick up some for you and you'll be right. able to start doing that. So we'll have a calendar booking system just like we do for our marriage calendar. And then we'll have that set up for Heather here in the next few weeks so that she can do that as well. So
what are some other questions we get
so
often?
I know that a lot of times people will ask us, how can I sign up for a retreat? When do I know? How do I know when the retreats are? That kind of thing.
We don't know.
The answer is
stay tuned.
We don't know. This is we're just the reason for that. We did two retreats this spring, and they were amazing and incredible, and we can't wait to do more. Our biggest issue is that the season of life that we're in, we're sort of in this. I don't want to say holding pattern, but for most of y'all, y'all know we've got one kid next month that's graduating from college, and then the very next week we have the second kid graduating from high school. So this is a lot of change in our lives. And the one that's graduating from college is actually moving across the country to continue as a fifth year player to play soccer. And so much of this is just we don't know what our schedule is going to be mm-hmm. for the fall, especially.
Because mm-hmm. we've got to catch as many games as we can because
this
he's one season at this school. So.
This is it. Yeah. So that's what's kind of put us on hold a little bit. But we have started thinking ahead all the way to mm-hmm. our 2025 calendar.
Right.
And so we're considering the dates for our own retreats, but also we are looking into the options when people reach out to us, which you can also do that through our website, to ask us to come and do a retreat like at a church or speaking engagement and things like that. So really, that's the best thing to do at this point mm-hmm. is to either fill out, there's a retreat interest mm-hmm. form, and there's also a speaking engagement form. And so if you're just interested and you're like, hey, I want to know when is the retreat in Atlanta? When is the retreat in Montana? Please keep me updated. You can go to that retreat form and do that. It's under the contact info. And then you can also, you know, at your church or however, you know, if you've got some kind of group that wants to put together a retreat of some sort and you want us to consider that, then that's how you do that as well. All right. So
there was one more we came up with.
Yeah, the last one. I got my handy dandy notebook, so I'm not gonna forget. The last one was people ask us all the time, just what marriage resources do you have to help my marriage? So
we came up with a guide.
How much?
And a list.
How much time do we have?
I was supposed to say we don't need to tell them all.
We're good. So I mean, obviously, you're watching a podcast or listening to a podcast. I looked at our camera.
Some of them
said,
are watching.
You're watching a podcast. But that just is the other thing. We have a YouTube channel. But yes, our podcast, our YouTube channel. YouTube channel is just getting off the ground. We're figuring out sound, lights, all that kind of stuff. And so we're going to continue to be more active there. So make sure that you subscribe also because we're going to kind of document some of the stuff that's going on with this grand prize. So
that's
make
right.
sure that you're on that. Let's see. You know, our website, if you've never been to theredeemedmarriage.com, you need to check it out. Almost every month, we put some sort of free resource on there, and that's where our banner is up at the top. You know, we've done the prayer guide. We've done the 12 dates of Christmas. So there's lots of things that we try to add in there so that you can just download for free, and mm-hmm. it's just a free resource for you. We have an email list. You can also do that from the website. And obviously, we have social media. So Facebook, Instagram, make sure you're following us on that so that you can just really on a daily basis get some encouragement, some ideas, some tips for your marriage, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Did we cover it all?
I think so.
Well, here's what I would encourage you to do. If you enjoy the Redeemed Marriage podcast and you get any sort of benefit out of this in any way, then definitely all of the places that you can subscribe or like, we would encourage you to do that. So our social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, make sure that you're following us on a podcast app. And a really big thing is to leave a rating or a review for us, especially on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Super helpful to get us in front of more people.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so is that it? No, it's not.
It's not it. Do you remember which one of these buttons is the applause?
Why don't you just push a couple okay. and just see what... Oh, no, that was not it.
Oh, that was fun. I'll keep that one. Nope. Oh. Nope.
There it is.
It's the red one.
All right.
Future reference.
We just haven't played around with toys long enough.
They don't
read, man. It's like a ball game. You just won't hush. Shut up. Okay, so
if somebody was listening in front of their children, they're probably not.
Probably not.
Okay, mm-hmm. Anyway, continue.
Okay, grand prize. Here we go.
Who?
Do you want to share the grand prize?
No, because I'll mess it up.
All right, this is going to be super cool. And you guys might think we're a little bit crazy about this. But here's the deal. You can go to our website.
I hope they're excited.
You can go to our website, and you can click on how to, you know, submitting the question. And there's going to be a little video. It's about a 3-minute video that we did just to kind of tell about this grand prize. And this will also probably go up on YouTube as well. But the grand prize is we're going to take all of these names that submit questions, and we hope it's a bunch of them.
I know.
And even if we didn't read your question,
that's right.
We're going to take all of those, and we're going to draw one name, and you're going to be the winner of the grand prize. And the grand prize is you're going to go on a double date with us. Okay, so... Not a virtual.
Not a Zoom one.
Not a Zoom double date.
Mm-mm.
Not
a virtual. We are going to come to you.
We are going to come to wherever you live. And you might be thinking, these people are weird. Well, if you think that...
Don't enter a question.
And you want no, you can, because there's actually a place that you can opt out of the grand prize.
Yes. You thought of everything.
We thought of everything. It was our web designer that thought of it all. Yeah, so just, you can opt out if you're not interested in the double date grand prize. But there's also a list of like frequently asked questions, and you know, because it's like, well, is this going to cost me something?
No.
We're coming to you.
We're going to buy you a meal
and just hang out with you. Yep. So, I mean, it is going to be super fun. And we've only told like literally 3 people about uh-huh. this. And they've all been like, oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing ever. But they've also been like, well, what happens if you get somebody like in the middle of, and the actual thing they said was the middle of Montana. And I was like, oh, we got connections. We got But we're like, well, we'll just deal with it when it comes.
That's right. That's right.
I think one of the only other frequently asked, well, there's several things on there, but one of them is what if I live in another country? Because we have people from other countries that follow us and are constantly...
That's a good question.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we probably do not have the funds to be able to pull that one off in another country. But I will say this. If we draw that, we will consider anything.
We will try to get some random supporters.
Random supporters. Who knows? Maybe Mr. Beast will be, like, documented on YouTube. And
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Or that new... curly-headed guy, little blonde Christian guy.
I don't know him.
Logan's been watching him a lot lately, and he makes me laugh. Okay. He's funny.
I haven't seen him.
I don't know who he is, though.
Well, I mean,
sorry,
hey.
Shout out to the other guy.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be super fun, and we would love for you guys. I mean, you're going to be seeing a lot about this over the next few months because we want to start these questions actually in May.
Mm-hmm. And, which is next Sunday.
Yep, and we'll probably run these things through the end of the summer. So through the end of July, we'll do our drawing then. And the thing is, I don't want you guys to think, oh, you're just going to be answering questions. Well, no, we're just using those questions to provide us with a topic for what we're going to talk about that week. And it's topics that you want to hear because you're the one submitting the questions.
That's right. And we'll pick some good ones that we know we can have some good discussion about.
Yeah.
Because we will select the questions that we answer. And we may not get to answer them all. We might save some for topics later on.
Yeah.
But if we choose your name, you get swag. And then everybody's name who sends in a question will go into a pot of some sort, and we will draw it.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I'm so nervous.
Tell me what you're most nervous. Are you most nervous because you're like, what if we draw a serial killer?
No, I don't think serial killers listen to the Redeem Marriage podcast. But I do get nervous, like, what if it's like in California? I've never been to California.
There I am. See, I'm ready.
You picked a button that talks for a really long time. Or New York. New York's a scary place.
Well, I mean.
But I've never been there either.
But the crazy thing is that you and I love adventure.
We do.
So we will. It's going to be incredible.
Okay.
And I'm excited about it.
Okay. Me too.
So hopefully a lot of you will sign up for this. If not, we're going to be drawing from two names.
That's right.
Somebody from Clinton, Mississippi.
If we only get one name, you're the winner.
That's right. Hey, take your chances. You never know.
All right. Send us in some cool questions that you've always wanted to know the answer to or that you wish that we would cover.
Yep.
And we'll go from there.
Yep. Hey, and if you start seeing this on social media and stuff, and you just think it's fun and you think it's a cool idea, just give us a response, a comment or something, and just let us know that you're following along and you're excited to see who wins. I mean, I just think everybody's going to enjoy this and everybody's going to enjoy following along the process. So,
are we going to draw it live?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out. Actually, I haven't even told you. I have a great idea for that, too, for the drawing. Oh,
what
my
God. What is it?
I can't tell you on here because what if you say it's not a good idea?
Have I ever said that?
No.
Oh, you always have really good ideas.
But then what if we end up not doing this?
Okay, fine.
See, you got to stay tuned. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to turn this off, and I'm going to tell her the great idea, and then maybe through other channels, social media and stuff, we'll talk about this great idea. Some of you are sitting on the edge of your seats right now.
I'm sure
and you're
they
like,
are.
What is it? What is it? And so... Thank you for that,
You're
Heather.
Welcome.
All right. Hey, we love hanging out with you guys. We're super excited about this upcoming contest. Yep. Please engage with us doing this, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. See you next time.